It's good to be here today, and I just wanted to say before I start that just over the past 9 months, it's been really good to hear other people's testimonies and to see how God has worked in their life and brought them to a point in their life where they've seen their need of salvation. And that's a great thing, and mine is much the same as that. And I'd just like to start with just in my childhood, I believe God's had a plan for my life, and all these things come to pass to lead me to the point of my salvation. When I was still a baby, my father worked away from home, and during that time, my mum sort of played around, and it was from that point in time my family split up. I lived with my father during most of those years, up until the age of 12 years old. During those 12 years, life was very unstable and all over the place. I moved from state to state and went to more schools than I can really keep track of, probably with two hands. And so that can just lead to instability in a child's life. And it was, well, by the time I reached 12 years old, that my father came to a point where he could no longer look after me. He was just into some drug use, and the partner that he was with just made a real bad mix. So I ended up going to live with my auntie and uncle, who lived in Queensland, Bundaberg. And my auntie, she's a Christian, though her husband was unsaved. So she did a great job of trying to, as you could imagine, trying to raise her family with an unsaved husband. And it was a blessing that I went to that family, because I attended, I'm not sure how long it was, whether it was a few weeks or a month or how long it was, but I attended some youth group and Bible services. And it was during that time, I remember coming home one night from one of the services, and just I had this sort of real sort of urge and hunger just to, I didn't know what I was after or what I wanted. I just started talking to her about things, and it was then that she said how I was a sinner and Jesus Christ died for me and that I needed to repent and to ask Jesus Christ into my life. And the Bible says in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And it was at that point in time, when I was 12 years old, that I asked Jesus Christ to save me. Not long after that, we moved from Bundaberg. We moved through New South Wales a little bit, and we made our way to Queensland, Good Shepherd Baptist Church. And it was there that I grew in the Lord, some there, and was baptised. Though I attended all the services and, you know, I read my Bible and did things like that, I was never fully surrendered to the Lord. And because of that, by the time I reached 18 years old, that was the time that I just started to walk away from the Lord. I moved out of home with my cousin, Kurt. That was a family that I lived with. And I just went to pursue the world and just what I wanted to do, just for pleasure and just doing things my way and not God's way. And the worst thing is that I knew in my heart that that's not what God wanted me to do. You know, He was just telling me the whole time, what are you doing? You know, and I just sort of ignored it and just wanted to go and do what I wanted to do. Life away from God was, as I look back now, I can see before I had God in my life, life was very unstable and all over the place. And when I went away from the Lord again, life became very much the same. I moved around quite a bit, job to job, just like the Bible says, with riotous living, away from the Lord. And the Lord brought me back again to a point where I had to see my need for Him in my life. And it was when I was living on the Gold Coast. I went out one night drinking, and I come back to my car and found that the roof was caved in and it was smashed up. And it was pretty heartbreaking because, you know, when you're a young man, you love your car. And as I was just actually walking to the car, the police car pulled up in front of me and said, oh, we caught the bloke, but he's got no money and, you know, he's on the dole, so he won't get anything for it. So I was like, you know. So I just did all the paperwork at the police station, did all that type of stuff. And it was a few weeks or a month later that I ended up getting a check in the mail for like $500. And I was like, wow, you know. And in the following weeks, I ended up getting about three more checks. And it was only by God's grace that I didn't sort of spend that money on alcohol, and I would have just blown it. Under normal circumstances, I would have just partied it away. But I just had this real burden in my heart that the Lord, you know, I was just, my life had just really come to a low point, and I knew that this was something had to change, because I really felt like I was just in this vicious circle that I just couldn't get out, even though I wanted to. I wanted to sort of get out and break away from it. I said to myself so many times, I'm going to stop drinking and, you know, start doing this. And I, just thinking back now, I remember just going to like one or two churches just around, just sitting in a service, but I felt really uncomfortable. And I don't know, I was searching and I knew something had to change. And I knew the Lord, this is the point where it was going to happen. And I just, you know, vividly remember, you know, just putting those checks on top of my wardrobe and thinking, you know, this is like, you know, this is getting me out of here, sort of thing, out of this trouble. And previous to that, 2 years earlier, I'd actually been to Victory Baptist Church in Sydney and passed through there on my sort of travels during my walk away from God. And I knew just, it was a very strange feeling that I knew that at that point in time that that's where God wanted me. For some reason, out of any place in the world, you know, it was like God said, I want you there at that church in that place. And I knew that, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, for some reason. And that's what I did. I just set my goals to do that. And the Lord opened a few doors. I got my car fixed. You know, I had enough money just to sort of pack up, and everything fitted in the boot of my car. I didn't have that much, so that was good. And I ended up moving in with a friend, Nathan, who I'd met on my previous trip to Sydney. I stayed with him for a little while and started attending our Victory Baptist Church. And it was during this time that, you know, it doesn't just happen like that. It took time for the Lord to work in my life to, you know, get rid of things out of my life, point out little areas, you need to change this. And God was very patient, you know, with me, you know, in changing my life. And it's, I think the most important thing I learnt during that time was it had to be that I wanted to do it, and it was through God. It wasn't through my strength, but through God's strength, but I wanted to surrender that. And that's what brought about a real change. If I had just been forced on me to change, it wouldn't have been real, and I thank God for that. And that there was a few key people in Victory Baptist Church which really took me under their wing, and just through that time, you know, while I was still smoking and drinking and just a bit rough nut, like, they knew that I was had a tender heart and I wanted to change, and that, you know, it just takes time. And they really took me in, didn't worry about those things. And, you know, I pray that they can look back today and think that that was, you know, what they did was worth it. And they took that time, and, you know, counselling from, you know, Pastor Oliver, Pastor Williamson, and they were a great blessing to me. I thank them for that. During this time, that's obviously, I met Danny a few years ago, and I liked it back then. And but I come back, when I come back to Sydney the second time, this is when we built up a friendship. And in 2003, that's when we got married. And the following year, Pastor Williamson asked us to take on the youth group with Dave and Heather Williamson. And it was during, which we did until we left Victory Baptist Church last year. It was during this time that the Lord really worked in my life, just in knowing God's word. I had to really get into God's word and study it to, you know, prepare devotions and messages and encourage the young people and, you know, memory verses and all these things that you have to do to... I look back and I just think even now that it was more of a blessing to me than it was, you know. God didn't do that because I could help the youth group. You know, he did it so he could help me, because it really forced me to get into God's word. And I didn't do it, you know, by force. I love to do it, but it really just encouraged me to do that. And I learned a great deal from that, and definitely from, you know, Dave Williamson. He really got alongside me and taught me sort of how to get with the young people, so I owe a lot to him too. So the Lord really blessed us during those years of ministry there. During those years also, we had three girls, which we love very much. And also with having children, it's another role, becoming a father. And just looking back, not that I carried baggage, but you have a lot of stuff in your thoughts about how my family was and how it was broken up and torn apart and the damage that was done. And I just, you know, I had a real sense of, you know, my family's not going to be like that. You know, I'm going to love them and, you know, I'm not going to leave them and stuff like that. But, and also just being married, just the responsibility of bringing a family up to know the Lord. And I can just hope that, well, not just hope, I just pray that, you know, my family may look at us and see that, you know, you've done, you know, your life this way without God, and I've done my life this way with God. You know, you see the difference of blessings in our life, and it's not because of me, because I've worked so hard, but because of, you know, just God's hand of blessing and guidance and doing things God's way. So I just pray that that would shine out to my family more than anything. As you all know, we made the move from Sydney to Victory, from Victory Baptist Church to Grace Bible Baptist Church here, where we now attend. And we're very excited about the work that God's doing here and the work that he's doing through his people here, and working with Charlie and Janet. It's been a blessing, and we're excited to see what God's going to do in the future with us and with everybody here. So we look forward to that. I have one verse I'd just like to share, and I like to claim that verse sort of for me and my family. And it's in Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whom land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Thanks very much.